producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Indeed, that's a great idea. 855-993-7569. We have two people have already done that. So rather than tell you about all sorts of things that are going on in the world at large, we're going to talk about what's going on in Pamela and George's world. So Pamela, welcome. How may I help you today?
Yes, hi, Dr. Joy. I may have a problem regarding Christmas. I'm not sure.
Okay.
This is the situation. I have two grown children with families of their own, and they both live out of state.
Okay.
This is going to be the first Christmas we're all together exchanging Christmas gifts.
Okay.
Now, one family, they go overboard. They give us a lot of gifts. So my husband and I give them, you know, more gifts than my other child.
Okay.
Because they give us less. So, you know, we just try to keep it, you know, the same.
Balance. Okay, got it. Okay.
Okay, but we also give them monetary gifts, which are equal. They all get the same amount of money, you know, the adults and the kids. Now, I don't know if there's going to be an issue, like one child saying, like, oh, wow, you know, they got more gifts than we got. You know, why is that? So I don't know if I should mention something on the side to, like, why that is or just leave it as, you know.
Okay. But, is everybody arriving at the same time?
No. The thing is, we're going to do it earlier, but then we're going to my other child's house, so they're going to see what we gave them.
All right. I just lost you then. So who's the overgivers are coming first?
No, later.
Okay. So you're starting with the more modest group, then you're going to the overgivers.
Correct.
Okay. Well, one of the possibilities, all right, for next year, it's probably time to start the Santa, you know, the secret Santa thing where everybody, instead of giving everything to their family and whatever, start doing a lottery where you just pick a name and you have a dollar amount. And that'll take some of the wear and tear out of everybody's life. It'll balance things for sharing Christmas. But for this Christmas, I would just call up the overgivers and say, listen, you guys are always incredibly generous, so we give you guys lots of stuff. And what we try and do is balance. So it would probably make us happy if either we did our fancy stuff after Christmas, later after Christmas, or you didn't put out all the stuff that we gave you, just because we don't want there to be any competition. And that's probably the easiest way of doing it.
Oh, okay. That sounds like a good solution.
Yeah, I mean, usually, especially if you go over earlier in the day, of just saying, listen, this is, and have you already bought all the overgivers their stuff already?
Yeah, this is the first year that I got my shopping done ahead of time.
Well, see, that's the problem. No, I'm kidding you. All right, so if we look at the overgiver's catch of stuff, is there one big issue? Is there one big present and then a bunch of smaller ones?
Oh, no.
All right, if you had to describe the loot for the overgivers as opposed to the loot for the undergivers, is it different prices? Is it different amounts? What's the deal?
Price-wise, you know, those, like, bigger gifts, you know, more money. Yeah.
Give me an example of something, of one of the overgifts, and hope they're not listening.
Okay, well, last year we received a 42-inch flat-screen TV.
Okay. All right, so that's what they gave you. What did you give them for Christmas last year?
Well, it was a couple of. We also give them money. We give them, you know.
No, I got the money, but the money's okay because that's the same for both, so that's not a problem.
Yeah, well, I can't even recall. It was like a, you know, gift cards.
Well, gift cards don't have a dollar amount on them, usually. So that's probably safe. Do you give both sets of kids gift cards?
No, because they're different ages. So some get toys, some get clothes.
Now, are we talking about the grandkids, or are we talking about your children?
Oh, the grandkids.
The grandkids. All right, so in terms of the adult, all right, so you give the grandkids of one group more than you give the grandkids of another.
Yeah, maybe they have one or two more gifts to open versus the other group.
Well, but see, they're already going to be open by the time. Are they going to open them all at the same time?
No.
All right, so they're already open, so it doesn't make any difference what they're from. You know, I'd probably pass it off this year, and maybe what I might do, if you really are the less gifty people going to open all their presents at your house?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All right. So listen, I mean, what you can do if you want to is to go and buy some little like stocking stuffer stuff, so the number of presents is the same. So each of the grandkids gets four things. Now the four things that the overgivers get are worth, let's say, half again more. But, I mean, kids, especially young kids, don't care. And if you're getting them something they want, nobody cares if the doll that they got cost $5 or cost $50 if it's a doll they want. So what I would probably do, if it's just numbers, is just go and buy some cute little stocking stuffers for the ones that are going to be your house. But my guess is that they're going to say, here's what Grammy gave me. And they're not going to take all the kids that have less, you're only going to let them take one gift in. And what you can say to the overgivers is, look, by the time we get there, why don't you have some of the stuff put away? So, because otherwise, what you're going to do is have one set of kids playing with the other set of kids' toys, which will start a war anyway. So, you know, given the fact you give the adults the same amount of money, the kids are different ages, you know, I'd probably not worry about it terribly and just hope that they don't get competitive about it.
I don't think they would get competitive. I appreciate the information and the suggestions.
Yeah, I think it's one of those things that you're probably going to be more aware of than they are. Kids, first of all, really don't care as much unless I guarantee you, if the kids that are going to the other kid's house find something that they like of the new kids to play with, it's going to cause a war anyway because it's brand new. So if parents, how old are the other grandkids at the first group and the second group?
The other ones are in their 20s, and the other ones are 10 and under, you know, 10, 8.
Well, they're not going to compare stuff anyway. I mean, the kids who are in their 20s, you're going to give gift cards to iTunes and stuff like that. And if you buy them the bunny suit with the feet in them, they're going to be mad anyway. And the younger kids are going to have toys to play with. I don't think it's much of an issue.
Okay. Thank you again, and I'd like to wish you a happy Hanukkah.
Well, thank you. Happy Hanukkah to you as well. When did Hanukkah started? When?
I think it started Sunday.
Okay. Well, happy everybody, everything. All right. Here Pamela. Yeah, I think they're going to worry a lot less about it because kids are going to want toys, and you know, stuff they can play with, and the older kids are going to want. You're probably going to get them gift cards anyway. I mean, it's not like one kid's going to get a bigger Barbie doll than the other. And they're
right.
Such different ages.
Yes. Correct.
Okay, so, yeah, I think I wouldn't worry about it. I think I'd probably just, it's something that you're aware of, and the people who are probably going to be most aware of it, if anybody, is the parents. But I think they're probably not, because gift cards don't usually have amounts on them, and the kids are going to be playing with the toys anyway, and the adults are going to be drinking eggnog, so I don't think I'd worry about it.
Okay, thank you again, Dr. Okay. Joy.
But I think it is time to start the Secret Santa for everything but the young kids. Because it'll take, especially when you've got 20-year-olds who are starting out and probably have school loans and, you know, just going to get complicated. And as the family gets bigger and bigger, having to shop for everybody and the dates and whatever, just do a Secret Santa going forward. But I don't think I'd worry about this year because you've got such a huge discrepancy in ages and they're going to have such different views of what an appropriate gift is. Okay?
Okay.
Good enough. 855-993-7569. George, you're on the air. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. Howdy.
Oh, good afternoon. How are you?
I'm good, George. How are you?
I'm good.
All right. How am I going to help
for
you
most
get
part.
Better? Okay.
25-year-old son.
Okay.
He's been on his own for, let's say, almost a year.
Okay, let me put you on hold. So he's going to be on his own for a year in about 3 minutes. All right, I'll be right back to you. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
at 855-99-DR-JOY.
A lot of people's lives and bodies are out of balance. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops optimize pH level and get rid of harmful waste and acid. Just a few drops in water restores vibrance and energy and gets you back in balance. Now order two bottles and get $10 off your order. Sign up for monthly auto shipping and save 25%. Call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at alkavision.com.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
At 855-993-7569, we're talking with George, who has a son who's 25 and been on his own for a year. Okay, let's pick up the narrative from there, George.
Well, he got in trouble probably about 2 years ago with some drugs. Got cleaned up, got some help, and he's actually getting his rent subsidized by, I believe it would be the state. He pays for half of it and they pay for the other half.
Why?
And I cannot, it's the program that he was in so to help him out to get that okay. kind of speed.
What drugs was he involved with?
Ecstasy.
Okay. And so he was in rehab?
Not so much in rehab, but he was locked up for about 3 months, and then basically in, I believe it would be a halfway house or something like that.
Was he dealing or using or both?
Mostly, actually, you know what, probably a combination of both.
Yeah, my guess is he was probably dealing, which is why he went to prison for it. Okay, so...
Well, it was a county jail, but nevertheless.
Okay, but yeah, slammer one way or the other. So what's the highest level of education he's achieved?
High school.
Okay.
He did take college classes, and after he got out and started doing good, did a semester... got his student loan. Okay, yeah, it was awesome.
Okay.
Got his laptop. But he's a gamer. I don't know if you know what that means, but he plays video games.
Yeah.
Okay. And I cannot get him to go to work.
Well, how does he pay his rent?
Well, when he gets threatened to get evicted, then he goes to work. And I've been actually carrying him, self-employed, my own business.
Back up.
Yeah.
Carrying him, what does that mean?
Carrying him, putting him to work when he needs it.
What kind of work does he do for you when he's working?
I'm in a construction business.
Is he a good worker?
95% of the times.
Let me just ask you a question. If he wasn't your kid, would you continue to hire him or not? Given
no.
his behavior. Okay. Then I think you're not really doing him any real long-term good. And I hear what you're
That's
saying.
That's exactly what I yeah. thought you would say.
Yeah, because look, if you're telling me that this is a kid who he's, you know, when he works, he's really a good worker, and what you have to do is just use him, you know, take them into consideration, and if he wasn't your kid, if he was, you know, just some random kid, that he works hard enough when he works that you might keep him on. But you're telling me that's not the case, that if this were not your flesh and blood, you would never give him a second chance at the job because he's just not reliable or for whatever reason, all right, which means
it's
that you're really not...
Reliability is key.
Yeah, no, I got it. All right, so the point being, all right, let me just give you the paradigm as I understand it. He's had some, how many kids do you have?
Two.
What's the age of the other one?
22, the younger daughter.
Okay, who does fine?
She's yes.
Okay. All right, so here, let me give you a couple of perspectives here. First of all, from what you're telling me, you've got a kid who's not stupid, but somehow got off the track, got himself back on the track, but he substituted that instead of getting high on ecstasy or smoking pot or drinking, he goes and plays video games as his retreat from reality when he's not happy. And it's an expensive enough thing to do that he runs out of money. He's got a subsidized housing situation, so he doesn't have to be making a whole lot of money, but he's got to be making some money or he's going to be homeless. So what happens is you're filling in the gap for him. When he's about to be evicted, he'll come and do kind of a crummy job for you, or he'll do a good enough job to get paid, but it's not solving the problem of him getting some traction somewhere so that there's something he can do that he feels good about himself, that he can make a decent living, that he can see some way out of this probably depression that he relieves with either alcohol or drugs or video games. So I hear that you're his dad and you love him, and I would say to him, I'd be honest with him, I'm saying, look, you're my kid and I love you, and when you bother to show up, you do a pretty decent job, but I'm not doing you any good. That you're 25 years old, you're not 15, you clearly are not very happy with your life, and when you need to feel better about yourself, you'll take something, You'll shoot something, you'll drink something, or you'll play something. This is, and if this is the life that you want, this is the life you've got. I'm not going to subsidize you anymore, because you've got to decide to find something in your life that's legal and profitable and healthy to make you, to have your life move forward. So don't count on me to fill you in anymore, because I'm not going to do it. And I think you need to have that conversation with him so he doesn't count on it, because if he counts on it, and then you're going to be the bad guy. Well, gee, you know, Dad, you've always done this in the past. So you have to have this conversation with him, and you can say this is part of your New Year's resolution. And you can say to him, look, I'm willing to send you to school if you want. You know, I'm incredibly proud of you for the successes you've had, but somehow they're not enough to keep you on the straight and narrow. So, I mean, I'm really proud of you for school. I'm willing to subsidize school. Don't give in the money for school. If you're going to pay for school, pay directly to the school. And you probably need to make it contingent upon him achieving a certain grade level. Or the other way to do it is that he pays, well, he can't afford the tuition probably, and you reimburse him on it. But the point is what I'm saying, from his point of view, all right, so your point of view, from my point of view, you're not helping him because it's not... He's not finding something to do that makes him feel, that gives him some traction. From his point of view, what he says is, I'm a screw up. My parents really don't love me as much as they love my sister because she, you know, she's the perfect kid. No matter what I do, I screw it up. You know, there's really, I have no fun in my life. I have no friends. I have no, you know, people who are 25 are, you know, getting on with their lives and I'm not. And then, you know, I know that it embarrasses me to go to Dad, and he'll give me a lecture, and I know that I'm not doing a very good job for him, and then he'll be madder at me. So it's not like he's saying, well, gee, Dad loves me, so he's giving me this chance. What he's feeling is the only reason Dad's giving me a chance is not because I'm a worthwhile worker, not because I have any value to him, because he feels guilty. So it's not helping his self-esteem. It's not helping his forward momentum at all, because there isn't any forward momentum. It's not helping him to find something that he feels is worthwhile that he can do. So I think you need to sit down with him and say, you know, tell me what I can do to help you, but I can't do this anymore because it's making me feel good at your expense and I don't want to do it. Let me put you on hold and see if you can come up with some things. And I want him to come up with it, but some things to think about that you might be able to offer him. All right, put you on hold. Come back to you in just a moment. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
At Exxon or Mobil and start earning points at lots of places.
So I get points for filling up at Exxon?
You sure do.
What about getting coffee at Mobil?
Points.
Streaming TV shows on Hulu?
Definitely.
Points on my AT&T wireless bill?
Yep.
Buying soap?
At Rite Aid.
Buying you a birthday present?
Points at Macy's.
Visiting your parents?
No. You get marriage points.
Oh.
Exxon and Mobil are the only fuel brands that are part of Plenty, the rewards program that lets you earn points at one place and use them at another. Join Plenty for free through a participating Exxon or Mobil station today. Terms and limitations apply. See Plenty.com/partners for details.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 pain relief hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
We've had an amazing year here at Supernatural Silver. We've truly enjoyed the fantastic response from thousands of people as they've tried our extraordinary product, and we're thrilled at the life-changing results people have. Our company email is continually full of happy, satisfied customers who thank us for the help they've received from Supernatural Silver. This holiday season, as you think of gifts to give your loved ones, consider giving Supernatural Silver, a gift that can help provide good health and wellness, a gift that can change lives and make a real difference. In a world where we are constantly exposed to dangerous health threats, give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance. Give Supernatural Silver. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code HOLIDAY2015 for 20% off. And this holiday season, we wish you and yours the blessings of peace and good health from all of us here at SupernaturalSilver.com.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
For Life with Dr. Joy Brown. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, we're talking with George, who's got a son who just can't quite get his act together. He takes one step forward and two steps back, and George has sort of filled in the blanks for him by when he's about to run out of money. Does he have a job independent of you?
No.
Well, how does he pay the rent ordinarily?
Well, I'm based, like I said, basically before he gets an eviction notice or he gets a shutout.
No, I know. But look, I mean, how long has he been in the place that he's in?
9 months.
Okay. So for the 9 months, did he have a job 9 months ago?
No, that's when he got out of the halfway house and got into his own place. And
so he's never had a job?
In the past 9 months, no, he has not. But he has worked before. He's worked in a shop. He's worked for the chain restaurants. Yes.
So why doesn't he go to one of those places and get a job?
That's what I would like to know.
Well, listen, I think what you need to say to him is that listen, Cookie, you're my kid and I love you, but you got to get a job. What's he good at?
I mean, when he works, he's good at everything. He does a great job. He does, but it's just reliability and showing up is something that I cannot.
Well, but it's not your job to teach him anymore. He's not living at home, thank goodness, because that would really be a terrible situation. But I mean, he hasn't really kind of switched over into grown-up mode, and the reason he doesn't, one of the reasons he hasn't is because Daddy allows him to not to. You know? He doesn't have to have a job because he figures, well, when the rent comes due, he'll just call up and Dad, say, Dad, you know, I'd like to work for you for a couple days, and you'll let him do it. And you have to both stop doing it, but you have to tell him to stop doing it. And, I mean, has he paid December's rent?
No.
What were you planning to give him for Christmas or Hanukkah?
Well, his birthday's in December, and Obviously between his mom, myself, and my girlfriend, we all thought we'd chip in and pay his rent and his rent only.
Okay, I think that's fine. Don't give him the money. I think what I'd say is...
This is directly going to go to the office and...
Yeah, yeah. How much is the rent?
Like $350.
Okay. I would say to him, when's the rent due?
On the 1st. Well, obviously, 2-3-day grace period, so by the 5th, so it's already past that.
Okay. All right, I would say to him, it's already past the day anyway, so, I mean, and so what I would say to him, hopefully you have to the end of the week, I would say to him that we will give you your birthday, Christmas, Hanukkah, Kwanzaa, whatever, Chinese New Year present, 12th night, for your rent, on the condition that by Thursday at midnight, you have a job. Because if you don't do it now, it's just you're going to have the same damn thing come in January, and then you know, people say, well, you know, it's January, we don't want to be homeless, so you might as well, the rent's already late. So what I would say is if you have a job, and you put in 2 days' work or something, I mean, you know, make it as difficult as possible, then he can negotiate it downward. And now it should be a relatively... I mean, I don't care if he's a bike messenger. I don't care if he's flipping burgers. I don't care if he's shoveling snow, although I don't know if there's snow anyplace. But he has to have a job by Thursday. And if he has a job by Thursday, then you guys will pay his rent for December, assuming that he keeps the job. But if he doesn't keep the job, because you can't continue to be essentially to parent him. He's 25 years old, and so that's what I would do. Say you have to have a job. He's close enough presumably so you can go see him. Yes, I go buy him a cup of coffee, and say, look, I understand that the ecstasy or the alcohol or the pod or the gaming is all just because you're feeling lousy about yourself and your life. None of those things are going to make you feel any better. You've already paid a relatively high price for them. You've now got a possibility of kind of getting yourself on the right track. And so now's the time to do it. I wouldn't say you keep screwing up because there's no reason. He knows that. Never tell anybody something you already know, especially when it's bad. So we've all gotten together because we love you. We think you're a great guy. You just haven't quite kind of smelled the coffee yet. So here's the coffee pot percolation. We will pay your rent through the first of the year on the condition that by Thursday you have a job, okay, and a job that you're going to go to, because it gives you a little bit of leeway. It keeps you off the street for the next couple of weeks, but then you're on your own, and if you need some help, if you want to go back to school, that's one thing, but you need to find yourself something to do, and you need to show up and do it, because you're flirting with homelessness. I don't even know he's getting the money. I said he's flirting with homelessness.
Absolutely.
Homeless. All right, so that's what I do. And I go talk with him today. I do it right now. And say, here's the deal.
Okay.
We'll pay your rent, but only... And so you might as well hold off paying the rent. Because if it's only putting it off for a month, what's the point? It just costs you $350 to feel like you were taken advantage of again. So I wouldn't do it. I'd say, we'll pay your rent for this month. assuming that you have a job so you can continue to pay the rent. And if you want to start, if you've held down a job for 6 weeks, we can talk about school. And if not, then I think you're going to have to, let him screw up while he's 25, as opposed to this going on endlessly. But you can't keep giving him a job because you can't keep bailing him out because it's clear it's not working. You got it?
I got it. It's exactly not what I thought you would say.
Okay. Well, you're exactly right then. You called it. All right. And you don't have to be angry with him. You can just be very matter of fact. Saying,
be as honest as I can,
just say, look, I love you, and I made a mistake here. I was doing something that made me feel good, and it wasn't helping you at all, and that'll get his attention, because I think it's an honest statement, and I think it was what you were doing to make you feel better, but you weren't looking at the consequence to him, which is to make him feel worse. If Dad just thinks I'm a screw up, so he'll give me the money and pretend everything's okay. This is an unhappy human being, to say the least. And I don't know if he's equal parts depressed and angry or one is predominating the other. But he's 25, and he's not...
Well,
I'm sure
depression is there.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, clearly, the reason that he's doing all the things he's doing, and there is a pattern there, is that they all take you out of your own reality. But reality is where we have to make our stance. And it's okay to watch a movie occasionally or to have a beer or to watch the Giants. See, did they lose? Yeah, the Giants lose. I mean, you can do all these kinds of things temporarily, as this kind of a short respite from your life. But they're not your life. Your life has to be the things that you do to make your life work for you. And he hasn't grabbed a hold of any of those, except he's got the formula inverted. He spends a very short part of his life, 10 or 15%, doing the stuff that will actually work for him. And the other 85 or 90%, he's doing his diversion. You can't do that. You have to do it the other way around. And he's not. So you just point out to him, listen, I love you dearly. We're willing to pay your rent. You can't come work for me anymore because it's a screw-up. And it's a stopgap measure. It makes me feel better. It makes me feel like I'm doing something. It's clearly destructive to you. If you have a job by the end of the week, we'll pay your rent this month. But you have to get the job. You have to hold it. And if you don't, it's the end.
One final thought.
Okay.
Would it be a good idea to have him listen to our conversation?
It's okay with me.
I don't know. Do you think that would do any good?
It might. I mean, I don't think there's any harm. You can tell him the same thing. And he can certainly call me. But, I think you can certainly explain it to him. And in 15 minutes or so, you can download the podcast. And you can say,
right,
here's where I got it. Don't tell him where I live. And hopefully it's not armed and dangerous. But, you're not doing him any good.
Well, I mean, you are a Giants fan, so. I'm just kidding.
That's true, I am. Yeah, well, yesterday, watching, as someone said, the thing about I think this was called the Highway Series or something as opposed to Subway Series, that a New York team can win and a New York team has to lose. So, what can I tell you? It's a good football game. All right, thank you. You too. And but this is the time to take the stance. And you don't have to be angry about it. All you have to do is be firm about it. All righty?
Thank you.
You're welcome, sir. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Did you know that home break-ins increase more than 100% during the holidays? It takes just 10 seconds for an intruder to kick in your door. But police response to a home alarm system is more than 20 minutes. And intruders are in and out of your home in 5 minutes. Thieves know that you're not home and have presents inside just waiting to be taken. And if you are home, how safe will you feel with an intruder lurking inside with your family? That's why police across the country are recommending you use Door Armor. Proven to withstand
withstand the force of a battering ram. Door Armor keeps intruders out. It's easy to install and barely visible, and your Door Armor is guaranteed for life. Go to InvasionStopper.com for a very special buy one, get one at half-off deal. These savings are for a limited time and only available to GCN listeners. Protect your valuables and loved ones this holiday season. Go to InvasionStopper.com now. That's InvasionStopper.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't take on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
My name is Bill Bonner, and I have an important message. Right now, the highest levels of government are struggling against an inevitable crisis, but they're about to lose control. When this happens, it will rip our country apart in ways you never imagined, from where we shop to the doctors you visit and the family you want to protect. Look, I've made predictions like this before. A few years ago, I warned that the housing prices would collapse. Before that, I warned that dot-com companies would crash, and they did. Those who listened had a chance to save themselves. But this has nothing to do with the stock market. This will affect us all. I've posted a free video at vanishingcash.com. Maybe you'll disagree with my conclusions, but first you need to watch this video and see the facts for yourself. You can watch the video for free right now by going to vanishingcash.com. That's vanishingcash.com.
Across America, this is the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Or any 855-993-7569. Let me just take a minute and sort of reflect on both Pamela and George's calls. Because believe it or not, I really do think they have something in common. And the common element in both is competition. With Pamela's kids, even though I think that she sees it as on a competitive level, they may or may not. It's certainly not unusual when you have grown kids for one family to be better off than another. And whatever that means, whether that means more lavish trips together or gifts or whatever. But I think as long as the parents don't necessarily view it as a competition, the kids are less likely to do it. In this particular case, it's pretty easy to finesse, even though everybody's going to be together for Christmas, just because you've got one set of kids, of grandkids who are in their 20s, and one set of kids who are under 10. And so their lifestyles and their issues are going to be so completely different that the likelihood of the 10-year-old going up to the 20-year-old and saying, well, what did grandma give you? You know, how much was your gift worth? It's unlikely. The parents may or may not sort of tune into that, but the advantage about gift cards is that that there's not necessarily a dollar amount written on them, number one. And number two, that it's appropriate to give different age kids different kinds of things. So I think that the competition in that particular case is probably more in Pamela's mind than in the recipient's mind. On the other hand, I think that in George's son's case, that the competition is front and center of I'm the family screw-up, I'm the family black sheep, my sister's perfect, my parents love her more, so I'm going to force them to take care of me. And kids are very good. Kids are manipulative at that kind of thing. So it's really important that that George not fell into that trap. And not, you know, as parents, the primary directive is to make sure that the things we're doing don't make us feel better at our kids' expense. I mean, that's we're just not really allowed to do that. That part of being a grown-up is you have to think about long-term consequence. And long-term consequence to our kids, it's probably the only relationship where you ever have to think of somebody else before yourself. I mean, it's a helpful thing to do in other situations, but it's required when you're talking about your kids and parenting. Okay, well, today is Pearl Harbor Day, the day that we'll live in infamy. There is some news that apparently they're being able to identify some of the remains after 74 years. I don't know how I'd feel about that. I've been to Pearl Harbor. I've been to Hawaii a couple of times. I guess I've been to Hawaii 3 or 4 times. And the first time I was there, someone said, "Oh, why don't we go to Pearl?" Not sort of saying Pearl Harbor. I mean, because nobody calls it Pearl Harbor. They call it Pearl if you live in Hawaii. Oh, okay, let's go. And then when I realized what it was, I thought, well, okay. And I couldn't be there. It was just, I think it's a very haunted place. And basically, I mean, in some ways, I suppose it was my training ground for Ground Zero. Except they're, well, I guess they're about the same number of people. But somehow underneath the water seems, I don't know, it's a very austere and sober and sobering place. And they're now saying, that they have, that NOAA has actually photographed, a seaplane that was sunk there 74 years ago. So it's a day, certainly of remembrance, something that, you know, it's one of those things that makes you understand, at least from my point of view, the futility of war, of that we can fight people or they can fight us and then we become allies later on. So couldn't we just cut out the middle step? I know that and there's a huge amount of controversy, actually, I'm sure you're aware, about Pearl Harbor, and that the rumor has always been, or has been for not always, but for probably the last decade or so, that the Americans had actually broken the code at least a week or so before Pearl Harbor, and they knew the attack was going to come, but it was really important for the United States to enter into World War II. And this was that we were an island. And we've talked about that in the last couple of weeks a bit, that history is different for us because we're a young country, and we really haven't had, other than the Civil War, we really haven't had war on our shores. And and again, with September 11th, and Pearl Harbor, Hawaii was not then one of the states, but still it was a U.S. territory, and so it's really a sobering day, a day to remember, a day to kind of one would think of figuring out other ways of solving problems other than killing one another, but maybe not. It's also the day that Delaware became the first state to ratify the Constitution. Interesting that they both happened on the same day, and they both happened in December. It's International Civil Aviation Day, which seems particularly bizarre when it's Pearl Harbor Day, don't you think? I don't know who figured that one out. That one seemed to me to be one of those ones of somebody not thinking it through terribly well. And, of course, National Cotton Candy Day, which has no relevance whatsoever. But what can you do? We don't make these things up, honest. It's also the day that Jesse James robbed his first bank in Gallatin, Missouri, in 1869. And you like this, in 1930 in Boston, there was a video from the CBS radio orchestra program, the Fox Trappers, including the first TV commercial in the United States, an advertisement for I.J. Fox Furriers, who sponsored the radio show. So there you go, 1930. Before 1930, there were no TV commercials, not much TV either. And this is for Manny. In 1963, the first instant replay makes its debut in the American Army-Navy football game. Where was that I saw? Somebody was telling me that this was where, they showed me the building where the instant replay for football happened. Apparently there's a big building in New York where it happens, downtown. Did you know that? Where most of its
I did not know that.
I didn't either.
Hmm.
Strange things. Apollo 17 on this day takes the photograph known as the Blue Marble as they leave the Earth, which is one of those fascinating kinds of things, because, I mean, other than the Martians, right, who'd ever seen it. And in 1988, on this day, which seems somehow kind of cool, Yasser Arafat recognizes the right of Israel to exist. I mean, in some ways, you know, how arrogant is that? But if you look at the history of the PLO, it was an extraordinary landmark. And believe it or not, I think an extraordinarily brave thing for him to do. I mean, you know, that people really can change, I think. So there, and change, hopefully, for the better. All right, 855-993-7569. If you've got something on your mind that you'd like to chat with me about, all you have to do is call. We have another hour together, 855-993-7569. And as you're probably aware, Mockingjay was number one more time, which doesn't surprise me at all. I think the surprise was that Krampus did as well as it did. That's what all of us clearly were longing for as a Christmas horror story. I'm not even going to comment on it. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Did you miss a show? No problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At contractorexam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, contractorexam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.contractorexam.com today.
Paid military spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Thousands of people seeking home security get ripped off every day, and the home security industry wants you to believe that's your only option. They've got hordes of salesmen out there trying to scare you into signing one of their long-term contracts. You get stuck writing huge checks month after month with no way out. It's robbery by contract, and it can cost you thousands. But there's a better way to protect your home. SimpliSafe Home Security. SimpliSafe has no contracts. None. You'll get award-winning 24/7 protection. Security professionals watching over your home, ready to instantly send police to the rescue for just $14.99 per month. That's less than half what most companies charge. Protect your home the smart way. Visit SimpliSafeDefense.com today for an exclusive 10% offer and get a free keychain remote worth $25. Only when you go to SimpliSafeDefense.com. SimpliSafeDefense.com.